What a great weekend it was, though. If you didn't get outside and enjoy at least a little bit of this weekend, you missed out. It was just beautiful out there. Deb Johnson is with us right now, Executive Director of the St. Clair County Community Mental Health. Good morning, Deb.
Good morning, Paul.
Wasn't this a great weekend?
It was a fabulous weekend. I was happy that some of that heat and humidity went down a little
exactly.
bit. So yeah, it's been great. And that's a great segue into like our topic, which is related to outdoor activity, physical
yeah.
health, the benefits of sunlight, things like that. Sunlight does release a hormone in your brain called serotonin, which is associated with elevated mood and feeling good and stuff like that. And I don't know about you, but I do feel a lot better when it's sunny out.
Absolutely.
I don't even care in the wintertime when it's super cold. When the sun is out, I feel a little bit better.
It makes a big difference. It absolutely does.
It does. And it's so important to get out and get physical exercise. Even, you know, there's so many studies and research that shows you that even like getting out 30 minutes a day, 3 to 5 times a week will greatly improve your physical health and your mental health.
Yeah.
Because as we keep saying, they are totally connected and you need to address both things, physical and mental health. So, and unfortunately with kids these days, they're not spending nearly as much time outdoors as they should. And so we need to encourage that as much as we can. And I think as we get older, too, people tend to not spend quite as much time outdoors. But in Michigan, it's sometimes hard because of our weather.
Right.
But you have no excuse this week.
Exactly. Well, we get into that habit, I think, in the winter months of not being outside. And we just kind of forget when the weather's nice. Oh, yeah, I have the option of going and sitting in the backyard instead
yeah.
of inside.
Yeah. Yeah. And so hopefully, you know, people will continue to do that. And you know, the current recommendations, kids 6 to 17 should be outside at least 60 minutes a day. That's an hour a day. So hopefully with this good weather, and of course we have the Summer Fest this week in Port
mm-hmm.
Huron and a lot of activities downtown.
You
but
bet.
So that's a good opportunity. So another thing I wanted to talk a little bit about is July, since 2008, July has been named Minority Mental Health Awareness Month. It was kind of to honor a woman named B.B. Moore Campbell. And B.B. Moore Campbell was an African-American woman who had a mental illness, but she became a huge advocate for trying to increase awareness about mental health issues and needs among minority populations. Because the stigma, you know, well, stigma tends to be even a little bit greater, I think. But stigma continues to be the number one reason people don't seek mental health treatment when they need to. And you know, having a mental illness is it's nothing. It's not shameful. It's nothing to be embarrassed about. It's not something people choose. Just like you don't choose any physical illnesses. So anytime we have the opportunity to talk about stigma and increasing people's awareness, I try to take it.
Mm-hmm.
One thing I discovered recently on the NAMI website. NAMI, it stands for the National Alliance for Mentally Ill. If you go to NAMI.org, there's a thing that says cure stigma, get tested. And it's just a, I don't know, 2-minute kind of a quiz,
mm-hmm.
but it's interesting. So you can click in and take the quiz and see it kind of tests or assesses your perceptions about mental illness. And if you're a person that kind of holds stigma or whatever, and it will help you to become a little more informed. And on the NAMI website, it says maybe become less of a jerk when you meet people or things that people
yeah.
say. Because people, and I know they don't really mean them, but
yeah.
sometimes people say the strangest things related
right.
to mental health issues.
Yeah.
Hopefully people will take that quiz because, you know, still, you know, the facts of mental illness, 1 in 5 people are
yeah.
impacted by a mental health issue. And,
yeah.
and that's a lot. So
yeah.
hopefully we can get people to do that. And,
absolutely.
And still, you know, 90% of people who die by suicide have an underlying mental health issue. Suicide continues to be the 10th
yeah.
leading cause of death in our country. And so we continue to address that as well. And in fact, we are bringing a movie called Suicide, the Ripple Effect to the Birchwood Mall on July 25th. It's a Monday evening. And tickets are available by contacting Community Mental Health and asking about them. Or you can visit our Facebook sites. There's a link that you can purchase tickets there. So if people are interested, that's going to be about a man named Kevin Hines. Kevin Hines is one of, I believe it's only 20 people who jumped from the Golden Gate Bridge and actually survived.
Wow.
He was trying to die, but he didn't. He survived, and now he is in recovery and talking about his story in hopes of helping others.
Amazing. That's July 25th, you said?
Yep, July 25th, 7 o'clock, Birchwood Theater. And again, you can get tickets by calling us. Actually, the Survivors of Suicide Support Group, our St. Clair County Survivors of Suicide Support Group, is helping sponsor this event, and we'll be purchasing tickets. So if somebody really wants to go and can't afford to go, give us a call. We can set you up with a ticket.
Fantastic. Good stuff. Well, yeah. It's even in the middle of summer, you're busy.
Yep. Always busy. And a little easier to work, though, like I said, with this great sunshine out here. I'm looking out your window. It's awesome.
It's going to be a nice day out there.
It is.
All right. Well, happy boat week. Thanks, Deb.
You too. Thanks,
Paul.
Deb
Johnson with us from Community Mental Health on WPHM, 20 minutes after 8 o'clock now.